The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachos, ma'ariv b'chas amariv arovim. Shalom avracha. We're starting the brachos of ma'ariv. Kamovan, most probably there were other brachas in the course of the day, which we already spoke about. Brachas Ashayotza happens multiple times a day. Somebody eats lunch, or supper before Ma'ariv. Then they have the Birchas Hanenin. As we said in the past, shiurim on these brachas can transform these experiences, which we naturally
look at as just part of the day without even thinking about average human being, whether it's going to the bathroom or eating his food. That's just something you do. And we have the koyach to transform these seemingly simple acts to acts that change our perception of life. Of the chasodim gedolim that Hashem does to us, with our body that's working properly, with the food that we have to eat and to enjoy, and to derive the nutrients from it. And together with that, when we say the bracha, we mamshich bracha, we bring bracha into the world. So this is the koyach Hashem gave us. And that's why Hashem, we're going to use this better and better, bring bracha into the world. So now we're going to talk primarily about the Ma'ariv. The Ma'ariv we mentioned before, Mincha, that the Bi'alocha brings the Yerushalmi, a Yerotzen that one says in the middle of the day, and there's another Yerotzen that Yerushalmi brings that one says at night. It says, Kashem, Shisa, Ba'feila, Vo'tisani, La'oya, Kathot, Enum, Efeila, La'oya. It's a Yerotzen that a person says at night, and just like the previous night it was dark, and Hashem brought me into lightness, now too, Hashem should bring me from the present state of darkness when we're davening Ma'ariv to the next morning. And it's a beautiful thing of the Sivatzen is it helps us not taking things for granted. We attribute too much to the laws of nature. And there are laws of nature, but nothing is mechayiv that they will continue. That's the Ratzon Hashem. The present laws of nature are there. Will they be there tomorrow? It's up to Hashem to decide. If we deserve it or not, or if he wants it, or even if we don't deserve it, if he decides the Rav Chasdo to continue it. And that's the idea that he wrote. And to look at the natural events we're going through. Yes, it's dark again. Interesting. I understand that Hashem is continuing the course of the day, and like I said, I'm the spouse of Hashem for that. This should continue until tomorrow morning. That the world should continue, and also Kamuvan, that I should continue. The world can continue, and a person stops continuing, so he doesn't see the light of the next day either. You need both in order to see the light of the next day. The minig in all of Klal Yisrael, when we start Ma'ariv, when we have a minyan, as we say, V'urachan Yichaper Ovrin. We say that Hashem is Rachmanes, and V'machaper Haveris, and he will prevent all these different forms of retribution and pain. The yashchis, it should be af, it should be chemo, all these midas adinim. The Torah says that one of the reasons why we say this before Ma'ariv is because the first tefillah shachs and mincha connected the korban is tamidim, and the tamidim are mechaper. The Ma'ariv is just connected to the parts of the korban that weren't fully burnt and they continue burning the course of the night. So we're saying that even though it's not connected to the korban, that's mechaper, but we're asking about Kosh Bovah, he himself should be mechaper. There are other reasons also. Night is darkness, it is a time of a certain level of midas din, and therefore we're asking specifically before we start a tefillah that we know we need the rachum, we need the achmonos of Hashem, v'urachin yechaper ovin. We need the rachum, we need the kapara, and that's what we're asking for. first bracha is basically the equivalent in some ways of the first bracha of Kriya Shema by Shachris. As we know, both by Shachris and Ma'ariv, we have two brachas before we say Kriya Shema. One bracha is going on the physical world, which is a bracha in the morning of Yitzham Oiris, followed by Abba Rabba, which is on the Torah. And also at night, we have those two brachas. The bracha of Ma'ariv Arafim, which is on the physical world. And then afterwards, the bracha of Avas Oilam, which is on the Torah. These are two things we have to put in the proper position before we're able to say the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. To recognize that Hashem is Echad, there's no other force in the world. I have to look at all the forces I see in the world and realize that they're all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're starting with. Hashem Bidvoro Ma'ariv Arafim. With his words, Bidvar Hashem Nasa, Shemaim Nasu, everything was set up with the words of Hashem, the Rotzen Hashem. He made Ma'ariv Arafim. He made that the sun should set, should be Haroyiv Hayoim, ending of the day. It's a double Lashon, Ma'ariv Arafim. One is when we go past Chatzos, midday, we already start preparing for the night. The Bein Ha'arbayim, the time of Mincha, is the beginning of the Arayv Hayom. The day is already starting to go away. The sun is waning. And the second one, when the sun completely sets, that's Ma'ariv Arafim. So we're saying, once again, it's not just that it's night. I recognize that you are the one who is behind all of this. Bidvoro, your words, and your words created this, and your words sustain it. Because everything is sustained with the Ratzon Hashem. We need a constant Ratzon Hashem to keep us going. So Ma'ariv Arafim, the fact that things change, was Bidvoro. B'chochmo, b'seach sha'orim, Hashem's great wisdom, he opened up the gates. These gates is a way of saying the things that that go in and go out, which basically the earth and the planets and the entire universe is in constant motion. And Hashem b'chokhma set up things that things are in movement in the right way that makes it possible for life to exist. Everything has to be synchronized properly. Something is out of whack, it could cause the whole atmosphere to evaporate. it could cause all the laws of nature as we used to change completely. That's a chokhmah. He set up everything perfectly in the right position so that there should be a planet called Earth and it should have its atmosphere and should have its days and nights. B'svunim shana itim, with his wisdom and his recognition of the human nature, he also makes different itim, different times of the day. We have morning, afternoon, evening, and each one has a different nature to it. The sun, in the beginning of the day, it's less sunny, then the sun becomes intense. Little by little, it gets less and less. To remind us that things are not just static. If you imagine how the world would be,
Kol Halashon,
if it would just be the same sun the whole time, people would go crazy. Some people overwork themselves. Some people would get depressed. Everything is made to fit into human nature, and we need that change in a pleasant fashion. Machlev Zazmanim, he changes the different times of the day. We have the morning time, we have the night time. He's Mesadzer, all the different stars, the trillions and trillions of stars in the Rakia and the sky, but each one has a Seder, has a specific place. Sfas Chazal say that the stars represent different koichos min hashamayim, and each one is contributing its koich that's necessary for the Bria. And even in the physical way of looking at things, each star has a certain position, has a certain force, which affects other stars and the rest of the universe. We know that we have the gravity, which holds things down, causes items to be attracted to one another. Depends on the mass, the size of different things. So everything in the universe has to have a certain size and certain position to keep everything else in the right position. If things don't go out of whack, then it will change everything. Like we said before, if the Kochavim wouldn't be in the right place, and it could cause the destruction of the whole planet Earth. It could cause us not to have the gravitational force that we need to sustain life over here. Something else called inertia, that the nature of things to stay in place, not just constantly be in motion. That's also, everything affects the other to create these things that we take naturally. Now, like we're saying, in our bracha, we want to say that all these different things, the fact that we have light and we have darkness, the fact that they change, the fact that we have different times of the day, the fact that we walk on the ground and we just don't start floating, the fact that our atmosphere stays in place, the fact that I put something down, it stays in place. It's not always moving all over the place. All these little things that are happening, it's all because Hashem, Kiltzoyna, his Ratzon was to make a pleasant environment for us to live in. And for that, he had to have this Chochmah of setting up the universe and the Tfuneh to be Mesada the Kechovim, that each one should have its position and do what it's supposed to be doing and affect the other parts of the world. Lashon of Goel is rolls away the light from the darkness and darkness from the light. This is also Chesed Hashem. He doesn't just take it away. He rolls it away little by little. We don't go from midday sun to pitch black, which could have been. We mentioned this in the Baruch in the morning, but at night we remind ourselves again that we're going through that transition from light to darkness, just like in the morning we went from darkness to night. And we say that we appreciate the way it's done. We prepare ourselves. In advance, we realize that it's getting closer to night. It's time to, you know, get things together, take care of things, get the kids back home, hopefully, and etc. Marvel yoyim maybe loyla. A lot of the Mefarshim say marvel yoyim. The legend of marvel ma'avir. That Hashem is ma'avir yoyim. He moves it from one place to another. And he brings the light, the darkness from another place. This is another part of the nature of the world. Hashem sets up the world is that it's constant. The planet is constantly moving. When we have darkness, then the darkness is moving away from another part of the planet, and over there it's starting to be light, and it's constantly shifting. It's not just that light disappears; it shifts. It's Mavir, he moves it from our part of the planet to another part of the planet. And that way, there's always a part of the planet that has light, there's always a part of the planet that has darkness. There's no time that the entire planet is dark, the entire planet is light. Part of the idea behind this is that we know, it says that the world is Mekuyim, Mishchus HaTorah. Chaim Volozhin and others bring, that if there will be 1 second that we're not zero Torah in the world would disappear. Because the Kima Olam is with the Limud HaTorah Mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. And here, Hashem Bechasta set up the world that every place is slightly different than the other place. Quite a few hours between one place and the next, which makes it more possible that there will always be somebody learning. Otherwise, if everybody had the exact same time, so you have certain times, middle of the night, middle of the morning, it would be very, very unusual for people to learn. Even though that we do have Baruch Hashem and Klal Yisrael, but Hashem wants to make it easier for the world to exist, and therefore he set up in this fashion. There's a lot of other ta'elis that we have in the world, even nowadays, you know. Sometimes a person calls me up from America because over there it's the middle of the night and everybody's sleeping in the bayats. It's already in the morning. So I can have a shayla answered. And all the professions have it nowadays. It's all part of the Chasdei Hashem that we should have what we need in the most available possible fashion. Hashem Tzavokah Yishemoy. That's the name of Hashem. Tzavokah is the name of Hashem. That Hashem is above all the Tzvah Hashemayim, all the different celestial bodies, the immense amount of bodies there. Everything was created in a perfect shape and size and position, the way Hashem wanted to be, so that life should be able to be sustained over here. Kel chai v'kayim. Tomim lo yicholein l'mavoy. This is a chiddush, because usually you end up with what you started out with. The natural way to end it up would be, mavzeh b'yom v'yloyil Hashem tzvok v'shemoy. We start off between the day and night, and we end up with day and night. But we add this extra thing. Tamim loichalei lom void. Big chiddush. There are certain Siddurim that don't even mention this, but Kavavan, the Minhag Klal Yisrael today, used to say it. And Kedereh, this does have something to do with the rest of the bracha. The entire bracha is a bracha of taking the natural event of day coming into night and transforming it to something that Hashem's special Ashkocha, he set up this Mahalach. It's good for us to have day, it's good for us to have night. It's good for the day to gradually turn into the night. It's good for the day and night to shift positions. It's good to, that amazing Kleichas that Hashem put in the stars, that each one is in the right position so the universe should continue in the way it's necessary and conducive for life on earth even. So that's what I'm saying, Chai v'kayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives the chias to the world. I recognize it's not just things are going, nature is taking their course. It's not nature. Hashem is the one who's behind the nature. And he's kayim, he keeps it going. And we say, Tami milim achalein lom v'ed, Shebi zeicha, it's dark outside, less things are going on, but we want to have that hagosha and hakara, recognition that Hashem is the one who's meilech on us. He's the one who's guiding our lives. We don't want to live a life that everything is just teva. If we treat the world as teva, then Hashem says, you rely on teva, vakasha. If we realize that even the teva is kel chai v'kayim, then Hashem says, you recognize everything is for me, I'll be with you. I'll be mamlich myself upon you, and I'll give you the special siyata shema you need. You should have a wonderful day and a wonderful night, and siyata shemaya from Hashem's Malchus Aleinu, Loilun Voel.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.